This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Defense and foreign ministers from the U.S. meeting their Japanese counterparts today were tasked with discussing their concern over China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region as President Joe Biden's administration tries to reaffirm engagement with its key regional allies, especially in light of comments by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister that the U.S. should refrain from causing a stink if it wants to sleep well for the next 4 years. Secretary Blinken.
We reached out to the North Korean government through several channels starting in mid-February, including in New York. To date, we have not received a response from Pyongyang. This follows over a year without active dialogue with North Korea, despite multiple attempts by the United States to engage. We look forward to completing the policy review in the coming weeks, and we'll continue to be in very close touch with Japan, with Korea, our partners, as we do so.
Japanese Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato last week announced that Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is expected to be the first foreign leader that Mr. Biden meets since he took office in January. Trip is expected to take place in the first half of April. The Chinese Foreign Ministry today confirmed the country's donation of 300,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to UN peacekeepers, with priority given to those serving in Africa. The ministry's spokesperson Zhao Lijian told a daily briefing that China will work closely with the United Nations to facilitate the vaccinations as soon as possible. Now, the UN currently has a dozen peacekeeping operations, half in Africa, with a total of about 100,000 peacekeepers. For more on the story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At Tel Aviv's Dizengoff Circle, buzzing on a Saturday afternoon, around a dozen young people suddenly began to collapse slowly and theatrically to the ground to the shock and confusion of Israelis out shopping or enjoying a coffee. "Did it scare you?" flash mob organizer Mohammed Jabarin asked those watching and proceeded to explain the intention: to draw attention to a surge of shootings within Israel's Arab community and accuse police of failing to tackle the violence. At least 24 Arab citizens of Israel have been shot dead this year, mostly by unknown assailants from within their towns and villages. The shootings, most often crime and gang-related, have become a defining issue for the 21% minority ahead of a March 23rd national election. Once held in an Iranian jail for spying for the U.S., an ex-Marine fights espionage claims. Mike Hempen from Associated Press.
Ex-Marine detained in Iran is denying claims of espionage. When Amir Hekmani was released from Iranian custody in 2016, he thought he was eligible for $20 million from a special U.S. government fund that compensates victims of international terrorism, but he never received the money. He was detained in Iran in 2011 on suspicion he was spying for the CIA. Court documents reviewed by the Associated Press reveal the FBI suspects Hekmani traveled to Iran to sell classified secrets, not to visit his grandmother, as he says. Hekmani denies the allegations in a sworn statement. He has filed a lawsuit seeking the money. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A global rights monitor is urging authorities in Afghanistan to launch investigations into recent targeted killings of civilians in prominent positions and to prosecute those responsible. The latest incident of targeted attacks on civilians came today when gunmen ambushed a bus carrying university staff in northeastern Baghlan province, killing the driver and a student. Officials said the attack injured six university lecturers. The Taliban insurgent group denied involvement and instead condemned the bus attack. French vaccination chief Alain Fischer said that he hopes doubts surrounding the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine can be lifted. The nation suspended use of the vaccine amid reports that some people developed blood clots after receiving the shot. Myanmar security forces shot dead two people overnight in Yangon, according to independent broadcaster Democratic Voice of Burma. The United Nations said at least 138 protesters have been killed since a coup on February the 1st. Martial law has been imposed in sections of Yangon. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.